Really?
Domo, I told you. See, I told you that earlier. I told you that earlier. As soon as niggas hear Travis, niggas not going to say nothing. But that's neither here nor there. Hey, welcome to episode Meet Mountain of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, the only podcast where we'll be doing the Arby's Meet Mountain Challenge live.
That's a challenge. Yeah,
that's all him.
That's disgusting, right?
That's all him.
Listen, I'm here with some guys that are near and dear to me. Most would say twin. I might say my lovers, you know, who I got in the building. Damo, how you doing today?
Niggas call me mid-blunt roll, but we straight out here, G, doing good. Nice God-fearing Sundays out here. You know, how you doing, chat?
It's nasty that I said my lover as you were licking the blunt.
I'm not real.
I might have to take that one back. Sage, how you doing today?
This nigga picked the worst time to lick the blunt and look in the camera, bro. Oh my God. But I'm good, bro. I'm good. Appreciate the question.
All right now. Twinjamin, how you doing today?
Doing good. The usual.
Hey, I caught B-Souls in a meeting earlier. He was on the phone. It was him, my brother, and agent. I ain't say hi to my brother. I say hi to B-Souls. We locked in.
Yeah.
Hey, man, all them years. The powers of
vengeance. Yeah, locked in. The shit we did last summer, B-Souls. Over this weekend, B-Souls.
It'll never be told.
Yeah! Hey, man.
I need the whistle.
And you're true to this. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like. Make sure you follow. Make sure you share. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Word of mouth, people. You know, we really appreciate you guys. Spotify users, we really appreciate you. But y'all know who my favorite users are. Apple Music or Apple Podcast listeners. Gosh, you guys are my favorite. Listen, you guys always have these 5-star reviews. I love reading the 5-star reviews. We have one in this week. This is from Leonardo_Martinez. 61518. Firepod, everyone. Been listening to Smoking Out the Window on repeat since it was released. The album gonna be legendary when it drops tomorrow. Much love. He went in our reviews to tell us about an album that we have nothing. But that's how he's a part of the community. You see what I'm saying? When you leave that 5-star review, you're a part of the community. Listen, follow us on Twitter, our individual Twitters. We'll shout them out, I guess, at the end of the pod. Follow us on Instagram, the Let's Keep It A Buck Instagram. Follow us on the Let's Keep It A Buck Shorts page. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on all major platforms. And with that being said, I think we're ready. Did I cross all our T's and dot all our I's? No. Facebook. Hey, if you have a mom, if you have a dad, they use Facebook. Tell them to like it. Tell your grandparents to like it. Make a fake Facebook page. A Finsta for Facebook, as the kids would say. Go on there, like the pod, follow the pod, forget the password. Just like the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast.
Finsta for Facebook is
disgusting. Ew.
That's fire. You get it on. I'm not gonna lie. Somebody told me all the horny women are on Facebook.
They're on Snapchat.
Older women.
Oh, yeah.
If you live in a small town.
The Cougars?
Cougars in my area.
A big targeted marketing.
No.
Let me.
Where the mom's at?
Before we get into these topics, let me put some meat in my mouth real quick.
Shut up this shit.
He doesn't get attacked for that. That nigga don't get flagged or nothing, huh?
What, for the meat joke?
He just gets to put meat in his mouth and no one goes.
Yeah, I'm about to say no. He does, but I'm not wrapped up today.
Domo, you know the vibes.
That whole sandwich going to Arby's itself is a flag. Off rip. You go to the drive thru. That's a flag.
This Arby's promo this week, Brian.
They got the meat that I don't want.
TBH. They got like a fries vodka now.
Fries vodka.
They just doing anything to make niggas eat there.
Vodka that's flavored like fries.
That's disgusting. You're lying.
No, they do.
You can look it up.
If I drink a liquid and I taste salt, I promise to God, oh my highest God, somebody got to meet the woo.
Where the G-Ma's at?
Stop, hey, that's wild.
You really just hurt my stomach, bro.
How long are we into this podcast? Can I really get flagrant? I don't think this is too flagrant. First of all, Dom 2K, I'm going to tell you why his stomach was hurting. It's because he put that Arby's horsey sauce on there. That shit sounds fake.
Yeah, Arby's. Yeah, no, I never trusted that shit. Horsey sauce? I'm good.
Domo, you've had Arby's before. Stop.
Not no damn horsey sauce, nigga. And again, chicken sandwich, crinkle cut fries. That is all I get from Arby's.
I don't trust any liquor from a horse.
Arby's horsey sauce is dead ass like a mystery sauce. I asked them one time what's in it. They can't even tell you.
It's probably from Mystery from Bikini Bottom. Like, that shit is probably nasty. It's really no, any liquid a horse makes, I don't want it. I don't want it. I promise you.
Excessive sus. That's not excessive. Trust me. That's not excessive. But we can turn also it bring back up Crazy Bananas super chat. I'm gonna tell y'all something about these old ladies. He says they too old to be cougars on Facebook. More like were the grandmas. Listen. Let me tell you something about old women. I say this all the time. I'm gonna keep repeating it. Old women are like old lawnmowers. You know, you gotta pull them 8 times. You know, the new lawnmower, you might have to pull it once it start up good. But with the old lawnmowers, it's got to be the right time of day. You got to pull it 8 times. You got to prime it, hit the button 3 times.
Not with the middle pull finger. It, pull it two more.
Listen, that might be two more.
You didn't have to do it with
this. No, I'm telling you. Pull it two more.
Hold on.
Prime it once, right? And then you got to sit on it, face them backwards, like the little front part is here. And then you pull it, it's gonna start up. But let me tell you, once it gets
that's like the baby, that's too many. That's a shooting foul.
Too many fucking steps.
No. Look at like the baby,
steps.
Man.
But listen what I'm telling you.
Let's go.
When it gets started, when it's flowing, it's going. I'm telling you, it ain't never stopping. So unless you take a rhino pill, don't mess with them, grandma.
Man, chat, don't listen to this nigga, bro. She can pop her gums out. If she can pop them teeth out, bro, listen.
And then you get you mad. You playing a whole nother game. You get mad when I check you up.
You playing a whole nother game, chat. She popped them dentures out.
I almost want to give you a flagrant because you saw him get the foul. So because he got the foul, you were going to do it again. I might give you the flagrant.
The problem is with the young folks, y'all got a debate between grip or wetness. With the old folks, it's grip and wetness.
Them old ladies, they be doing them Kegels. No cap. Them Kegels go crazy.
They can suck you like a vacuum. Shit's crazy. Let's get
this. Thank God you like that.
Damn, right.
They can grip the skin off a banana.
Dyson vacuum. Once you had that vacuum mouth, crazy.
Bruh, stop. You ever refer to a woman as a Dyson?
Nah, it's gonna have me singing a ghost.
Well, Omar.
Y'all ain't never seen that one meme where the boy was like getting like wind blown on his hair. He was like, that's gonna be you getting hair from a grandma. That's looking like you ate a lemon head.
Elijah Franklin has been listening to everything we said. He's like, you know what? It's time to be a man bird.
Yes!
Yeah! I'm with the shit.
You know what? I fuck with it enough. They've done their research.
Oh, my God.
It's chess, not checkers.
Oh, my brother.
Cruz, you know the vibes? Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's get into it. Gotta be boring. Let's talk about basketball.
I like LeBron.
Only a couple players. I'm gonna roll the dice. Ben Simmons is what we land on. Ben Simmons believes,
coward,
him with Rich Paul, that the 76ers tactics are worsening his mental health instead of supporting him. Somebody said that gummy bear hit his.
Oh my God, Grace.
Wait, audio listeners
don't even know what they're missing right now.
Y'all are some sick niggas. Maybe I took it. I shouldn't have taken the nap. Maybe my podcast Garrett nap is the problem here. Y'all are some sick niggas. Y'all are sick.
Gary Clark says that gummy bear head go crazy. And Crazy Banana.
Go crazy.
What did Crazy Banana say? Yo, bring back up what Crazy Banana said. Crazy Banana said, gonna need life alert after you get done with that old lady. I'm telling you, listen.
I thought they'd be the ones that'd be like, oh, Jesus.
Well, no, they say, oh, Jesus, for a different reason.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
You can't tell me. You can't tell me old lady ain't hitting you with those at some point in time.
Ben Simmons believes the 76ers are worsening his mental health instead of supporting him. And they're trying to force him to play. Rich Paul says, I truly believe the fines, the targeting, the negative publicity shined on the issue is very unnecessary and has furthered the mental health issues for Ben. Either you help Ben or come out and say he's lying. Which one is it? Oh, shit. He put the ball all the way in that court. I haven't read this.
Hey, Mo. There's no way he that. Nah. Let me read some. Nah. There ain't no way that motherfucker said those like that.
Hey, you know, I'm
tired of this shit, dog. Help my man Ben, or you say he a liar.
Hey, Wordy was a W topics man if he just made this shit up.
Yo, there ain't no way Rich did that.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. If Rich Paul went on record saying that, there's something fishy about Ben Simmons. I'm not gonna
hey, that on nigga my just life. Suspect. I'm not looking at Rich. I'm looking at Ben like, I don't know what you
yo,
did.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It's one. We will sit here. I've seen everybody dance around the topic of, man, if he is faking, that's sad. But, you know, we're not going to put that on him. I ain't going to lie. I'll go ahead and stand the first. If Rich Paul saying this, that nigga might be faking. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'd rather be wrong in the long run. High risk, high reward. That nigga's faking. If Rich Paul went out and said, and I quote, hey, man.
Help him
either help
Satan.
Us or say he a liar. What?
He's faking that shit like at that point. If that's
ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Hey. Zeke said y'all some sick individuals. Hey, I need an agent like Rich Paul. If he's gonna go that far and just walk up to the team owners and be like, hey, listen, either get him some help or y'all niggas say I'm lying. He lying. Say we pussy. I ain't gonna lie. 76ers officials reportedly make it clear they've been fully supportive of Simmons and have worked to provide him with all possible resources. The team expects Simmons to ramp up to play unless given information otherwise from its mental health professionals or Simmons. Shit crazy.
I'm already trying so hard not to laugh.
Nah, bro. Because when you really think about it, it's really wild for him to just press them like that. If you don't call him, if you don't come out and say that nigga's a liar, help him. Shut up.
You know, in my mind, I always imagine stuff. So I can only imagine like they getting ready to go sit down with like Maury, Doc Rivers, and like whoever the owners are. And he walking in there with Ben. And Ben is like, yeah, if we just stick to the script, you know, I can hold out a little longer in the trade will come. And Rich Paul's like, yo, Ben, I got this. Don't even worry about that. And then he comes in, and they try to shake hands, like Daryl Morey extends his hand. Rich Paul says, I got to heal with all that. Listen, either you get this nigga some help, or you say he's lying, nigga. Which one is it?
Oh, my God.
And then he walks out. Then they walk out. Ben is like, I swear to God, I was on a different page. And Rich Paul is the one that hired the media person to come and take that note. Nobody knew they were even having a meeting. That's the way I imagine it in my
head. No cap. Oh, we can read super chat first.
Shout out Ty Mac. This is a great podcast. Vibe. I hope for nothing but success for y'all. Appreciate it, man.
This nigga here. That's so much fucking roast beef from a
five. I'm about to throw.
That doesn't look. Why is it gray?
It looks like a nasty patty. Stop shaking it.
I'm not shaking it. I'm personally not shaking it. That's just how much bounce this meat got.
Oh, that is not good. Why, stop shaking it like that.
Bro,
stop doing that.
It's not me.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Sage is on time, and that dead ass looks like a 5-day old Krabby Patty. No cap.
It looked like the
that
nasty patty.
That shit
is gross. Oh!
Bro, there's no way. There's no way you went through the drive thru without your hood up. Bro,
I was too. Omar. I had to stop talking.
This nigga Omar ordered that shit with his hood up, shades on, everything. That nigga didn't order that confidentially. Like, he did not order that with confidence.
Say shirt.
Damo, I put the light on. I put the light on in my car.
You ordered that shit and didn't make eye contact with the bitch at the register. You did it. Here you go.
It's a good hiding, bro.
Give me the bag.
So just wait, dissed the fuck out of our Facebook. Niggas say he eating the grandma.
that's what I was finna say. Look at this. Y'all see this right here? Y'all see that?
Grip and witness.
Don't do it.
Everything.
Solo's camera.
Everything reminds me of her.
Bruh. Oh.
Hey, can we get on topic?
Why does that remind?
No way, bro.
Any woman that knows on my should be offended.
All that beef in your mouth. Yeah, crazy banana. Crazy banana know what's going on.
Oh my
God. This nigga Brandon said, should have hit Arby's music when he takes a bait? Oh, Arby's, we have the meats. Get it off me.
That is nasty.
Disgusting, no, bro. That shit did not look appealing at all. You about to be nasty. On the toilet. Dead ass, by the end of this pod, you going to be on the ground again, just covering your face, hurting.
Like the last stream.
Shout out to Brandon J.
I want some sushi again.
Listen, how do we feel about OG Rich Paul Suge Knight? How do y'all feel about the gangster tactics?
Bro, I'm convinced that was his. That this is his idea all the way. Simmons has nothing to do with it, bro. Ben Simmons dead ass just wants to be out of there, and Rich Paul is dead ass like, you know what? I'll make it. I got you, Ben. I got you, nigga. Dead ass didn't consult Ben. He didn't tell Ben what he was gonna do. He dead ass walked in there to represent Ben and said, all right, this is the deal. Either y'all really help him, don't clear him to play, or say he's lying. My client and I, we wait to hear from y'all. And Ben is just sitting at home looking at Twitter going crazy. I feel bad for Ben right now.
I can imagine Rich Paul walking out that meeting. Ben, we out.
The Ben 7-6-10 ass.
Not saying shit.
Rich Paul every morning texts Ben Simmons like some like ambiguous quote, like Genghis Khan once said, the lion who falls for the sheep will always get caught in the herd. We're going to stay down, bro. Ben is like, bro, on God, low-key, I want to play basketball again. Like, we can stop all of this. We can stop all of this bullshit.
That'd be crazy if Ben just tweeted, I want to hoop. That'd be crazy.
Man. Hold on, let me check the members only group chat. Rez, my bad.
The only group chat we in.
Oh fuck!
look over,
bruh. Look like the nasty baddie.
That's crazy.
That shit look like.
Sean wanted me to remind y'all that this is the triple meet. This is the triple meet. I went there and got. I didn't get the classic. I didn't get the double. I got the triple meet.
Dog, what time did you get that?
I just got it.
That meat was sitting there all day until you ordered it, nigga. No, like that shit has been there since 12 o'clock.
I'm convinced
that being fresh is OC.
I'm convinced y'all know if you go to the grocery store and you get the lunch meat where you can open up the Ziploc bag packet or whatever. I'm convinced Arby's gets that, puts it in like the microwave and heats it up a little bit, and they just put it on some bread. Like no shit.
No cap.
They make it heat it. That shit good though.
Hell nah. Hell nah. I can do it. I can look at it and tell it's not. I'm good.
hopefully they actually call his bluff. I'm not gonna lie. I hope the Sixers are like, fuck it.
You facts.
That would be news. I'd love that. By the way, we're assuming that like it's real or whatever. We don't know what that is.
Oh, I'm assuming this is all fake.
Assuming it's fake as hell. It's for fun. Relax.
Because yeah, there's no and, way,
and niggas. I'm done talking about Ben Simmons. I ain't gonna lie. I'm glad we made this pivot.
Yeah, because like, what else am I gonna say? The dude 6'10" don't want to play. Move now, like, all right, bro.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Tyrese Maxey looking cold though. So
we could pivot to man. The Sixers ain't awful.
thanks to the best curry.
The 76ers.
Let me say this, and I think this is the reason. I mean, of course, it's the reason why. And B did get hit with that COVID protocol. Did we say COVID? And B got hit with that protocol where he had to sit down. And they went 0-4 since he's been sitting down. And these are the games that Ben Simmons usually, you know, flourishes in and thrives in or whatever the case may be. So he still can make a case like, I need you. Like, y'all need me. This nigga's still injury prone. Who knows what will happen if the Rona comes and hits and we still are not strong enough, you know, without me to make that shit happen.
I forgot the intro.
You see, y'all said this was awesome. I know told you it's gonna be shit like that.
The last one got claimed because I played it 3 times.
Oh, and, you got claimed. There is no way.
Welcome to Let's Keep It a Buck. We don't even own the fucking
intro. Oh, fuck.
Our intro music get us clapped, bro. We is down bad.
We don't even own our intro. Welcome to the club, Keep It a Buck. I had to change my outro. Welcome. How does it feel?
I just need to buy a membership. That's all. Business expense.
You know what I mean, man. But the last 4 games, Knicks, they lost by, 9 points or something like that. Bucks, they lost by 9. Raptors, they lost by 6, and the Indiana Pacers, where they lost by a whopping 5 points. Box score says it's close games. Can't say if that's the case, but they are definitely on a skid without Embiid, and this would be a good, I guess, bargaining chip for Ben Simmons to, come back.
It's like, he is every player has something, but if his whole thing is when Embiid's out, you need me.
Man, trade that man, bro. I'm done with Ben Simmons in Philly, bro. Get him out of there. There's no hope. There's no salvaging the relationship. It's over. Get him out of there. At this point, trade that nigga for a fax machine like Kyle Korver.
Shit, trade him for Caruso.
Kyle Korver. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, the chapter's over. Just get over with. I don't know. Process is over.
Yeah, like, we don't need to wait till the deadline. Like,
y'all doing fine without him, so.
Facts.
Literally. Get him.
You heard that wordy wordusin. All right, on to more serious topics. The Kyle Rittenhouse trials. I don't even know that nigga's name.
I don't know who that is.
Listen, the only reason why this is the topic now, Kyle Rittenhour, whatever his name is, went to the Kenosha, some shootings. Listen, long story less long. LeBron James quote tweeted it. Talking about his fake tears and his crying, and a lot of the right wingers were on LeBron James's ass with that shut up and dribble energy. It was powered up times 10. Now, the only reason why I want to talk about it is because our good right wing friend, Nick Adams, said something about LeBron James. He said, Kyle Rittenhouse is more of a man than LeBron James ever was. Now, how do we feel about this topic?
I think we need to get some background on who our friend is.
I was just about to say, yeah.
They don't know
who Nick. Okay, so Nick Adams. I don't know if you guys know this, but occasionally, quite often or not, on Spaces, Twitter Spaces. If you're not on Twitter, get on Twitter Spaces. Become a member so you can be a part of the group chat to know the only group chat, right, Damo?
Only group chat that we in.
Totally.
Put your stage to another one, but
it's a flip flop.
I'm a flip flop.
We start Twitter Spaces. One night we have our regular space, Squirters or Streamers or Creamers. Are you team?
Squirters or Streamers is crazy.
Are you a part of the squirt team or are you a part of the cream team?
I thought it was Grip or Wetness. I thought it was that room.
I thought he was squirt team.
No, that's what it transitioned to, but the OG space was.
Oh, so he was just there for the convo. Okay, yeah.
What? For the vibes.
So, fuck. One night we have 3 very important verified right wingers hop into the Twitter space. And one of them happens to be Nick Adams. Now, in 4K, we have pictures of Nick Adams in the squirters or cream team space. And even when the other 2 right-wing people left, Nick stayed and even responded to us asking, hey, is this actually you? Is this Nick Adams in this space right now? And also, are you team cream? Are you team squirt? Like, he responded. And I would like to note, even though he is a right-wing extremist, as far as I know, he is a part of the cream team. He is a part of the cream
team. He likes a mess. So.
Why do we know that? Why do we know that?
He
man?
Likes a mess.
What the fuck?
What do we have to say about these niggas attacking?
Why? Why do we know that?
Say, stop acting too cool. You team squirters, team cream. Just answer the question, bro.
Uh oh.
What? Wait. Y'all.
team are you on?
Knowing you, guys,
scared of what?
I genuinely have to ask. Knowing you motherfuckers, you know what I'm talking about? With a woman, correct?
Yeah. Knowing us, what kind of shit is this?
What is this? What's going on here?
Hey, man, I'm just making sure, man.
Sage, who do you think we are, man? Fuck.
Man, menaces to society, all of you. Crazy, all of your own way.
Crazy. Right, stop beating around the bush, nigga. Answer the question.
Why'd I gotta answer the question?
It's a simple question. Yo,
Sage be holding back the pod every time. Anyways, this is a screenshot.
That's a terrible...
there's Nick.
He just jumps. Hey, there's bro.
Nicholas, he's right there.
You know what's
and
funny?
And Bridget,
you
know, and whoever repressed whatever it is.
Why do you have
this man joined the space and told two of his best friends that were also politicians, hey, man, y'all should join this. And you got the nerve. You're a person in your position got the nerve to come at LeBron James the way you did. And you in there listening to us talking about team squirt or team cream. Like, listen, we are us. Like, us,
that's a tech. That's an easy tech.
Us being internet influencers, us being like just niggas on spaces, just wasting time, honestly, because that's all y'all. We on there, we're bored. We don't be on there to do nothing professional. We're not on there for shit. We are on there for free, just bored as hell. For you to sit in there and then willingly give us the answer, come on, son. Like,
the smart funny enough. Thing is, she wasn't, or he wasn't the first one there. It was Bridget. Bridget was the first one there. So she was the one that was in the Republican Party group chat saying, hey, yo, join this space real quick.
Hey, she must have been the, she must have been the cream team member he know about. I'm just.
Oh, my God.
Tech on stage for Chicken Not saying he's on.
I'm the referee.
Chat. When was the last time? Let's be honest. When was the last time Sage gave us anything hard hitting?
10K.
Real quick.
ISO Sage right now. Oh, Sage, we need to know. We can't go on unless you tell us, bro. I need to know. Squirt or cream?
This is the Need to Know podcast. Go ahead.
It's not this vital of information.
Right, so there should be an easy answer.
But I don't feel like telling grown.
We adults here, Sam.
Y'all are weird.
Hey,
y'all are crazy weird.
You're not just telling grown men. You're telling the 400-something. There's some kids in there. Tell
425. 425.
No, that's nuts. Nah, that was crazy.
Sage, come on.
425 in the chat, Sage. Streets want to know, bro. This is the podcast. You agreed to this contract, nigga. You agreed to this deal. You agreed to this.
Man. I want to go to the next topic so bad, please.
Man. Yeah, just one more time.
Payday is
man.
Tomorrow.
Nah, you got to answer. Man. Man. We starting to get checks, nigga. You got to
go to Los Angeles.
Come on, something got to give.
You know, you're a replacement. They said you been.
Chat, this is bullying. Chat, I want you to know what these niggas are doing to me, putting me front stage, uncomfortable with what I want to do. But because I don't want to do something, now I'm getting bullied to do it. That's how they oppress your brother, chat. That's how they oppress you in this world. Because chat. I said no. Now they're going to push me to center stage. Now they're going to try to make sure that they I got something that I don't want to do.
They spamming lays.
That sounds like a squirt team member right there, bro. That's like a squirt ass.
Damn, there you go.
There we go.
There you go. There you go, man. Fuck. Damn. Nah, I'm not going to squirt team. Because I had like, it was funny. It was funny, but I had a bad experience, bro. This shit like hit me in my ass.
Triggered his PTSD. TSO that's tough.
Nah, that shit PTSD.
Damn, took us all around the hill.
And plus, it's like when that shit. I ain't gonna lie. When it comes to squirting shit, it only messed with one girl that shit happened. Like she's a squirter. I don't mean a lot of squirters. When that shit happened, it's like what the fuck I do with that? I was like.
Take it to the dome. Hey.
I was like, what the fuck? So I just don't. It's just not a preference. Because it was like, what the?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Damn.
The worst thing in the world is when a girl don't tell you she's a squirter. Like, bitch, let me know so I can put a towel down. Like, don't just assume I'm in a situation where I want to clean this shit up or want a giant ass wet spot on my bed. That's not like, fun. Because you're sleeping on it. I make bitches sleep on it. No cap. She makes a wet spot. You sleeping on that side of the bed.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't gonna play with you.
I fucked the joint and then out of nowhere, I've been hit like that. Like, damn. Nah.
Can we just note chat? Bullying works. Cyberbully your friends.
It does. All right? Bullying 100% works.
Hashtag bring bullying.
We here at Keep It a Buck sponsor. Nah, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that.
Hey, let's keep it a buck sponsored by bullying.
Squirtle. See, Squirtle.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get all the squirt in your mouth. Just get all the juice.
I'm saying I ain't gonna lie. I ain't on that.
Just spit it back on.
I ain't gonna lie. That's not me.
I almost said the same thing, and I dead ass had no clue what he was about to say.
I will 100% confess. I'm not that freaky. I will not. That's not me. Like, I'm not.
What the fuck?
I'm not absorbing. Nah, I'm good.
Squirtle.
That has a whole different meaning in 2021. You can't put that.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't put that, chat.
Yeah, if you.
He said use hydro pump.
I know.
That's wild.
That one was funny.
So this chat's on time.
Use hydro pump. Use hydro pump is crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
Let me. I guess finish reading this Kyle Rittenhouse thing. The 18-year-old began hyperventilating during his testimony. It was hella fake. And also, there are some comments about the judge being very much on his side. Look at Tom. He also had a...
Look what y'all doing in the chat. You seen the comment. Bro said, thought this was a basketball pod and we talking about squirting. You see?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. Viewers, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hold on. That's why I started laughing because he said, back to the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. How did we get where we were?
Because y'all wanted my answer so badly.
Chat, wait. I gotta apologize. All right. We are fucking up right now.
Apologize, that's what they came for.
No, I ain't gonna lie to you.
The last title is the most clickbait thing I've seen.
I'm not gonna lie to you. The first two topics we went through, let's be honest, it's been support. We opened up with GILFs and then tried to switch in the mental health for Ben Simmons, called it fake and was like, oh yeah, this shit's gotta be fake.
I'm being so serious.
Went back into GILFs, transferred to Kyle Rittenhouse, and that basically led us into peer pressuring Sage.
I'm being so serious. The three titles that I have in my mind are the one that you already have, two clickbait with a period, or three bullying works. There is no in between. This is not basketball. I don't know what happened, but this is not basketball. And you're on bullshit.
And for Omar to be like, all right, man, let me finish reading off this card.
let me actually.
Let me finish reading this shit out, bro.
Hey, really trying to push through it. Really trying to push through it too. Like I'm gonna get some shit off. Hard hitting news.
Yo, Pepsi,
cold or warm squirting?
All right, niggas having fun, bro. No, come on.
Oh,
cold. Yeah, the answer is fucking not cold.
If that shit was cold, bitch, you gotta go home. There's something
you peed on me.
I ain't gonna lie.
Because it's cold.
I'm about to say that's not even.
Is that refreshing?
That bitch a demon. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna call that bitch a succubus. I'm gonna get scared. I don't know.
That shit got electrolytes, bro. Oh, man.
Nah, that's crazy.
Okay.
Go, LeBron, go! Yeah!
The judge ultimately seemed... Stop. The judge ultimately seemed to be on Kyle Rittenhouse's side. That's what everybody's saying, because he had a song play as his ringtone, which ultimately ended up at the Trump rally not too long ago. Or was it the? I think it was the storming of the Capitol. But does anybody have any thoughts on this trial and LeBron James and everything that's going on here? Please, somebody have some thoughts. Somebody.
Shut up.
Okay.
We have no content. Right?
I got you. On a serious note, it is kind of fucked up with Piso's mute, bro. I can't do it. You gotta mute. I'm trying to push through. It's Omar, bro. He can't be the only one pushing.
Damn, nigga.
Omar and Sage is trying to push through. I can't let him down. All right. What the judge is doing is kind of fucked up because we was on Spaces and it was talking about how he's not even letting, like, I want to say the prosecutors refer to the victim as victims, but he's letting the defense refer to them as like rioters, looters, and everything to the jury. And that's basically seeming like to me, you're trying to paint a depiction of them like they deserved it or like these motherfuckers had it coming to them type shit. Like, let's be honest, they were victims. This man shot three people on camera and with an illegal weapon that he took across state lines, which that alone is a felony. This shit should have been wrapped up, and the way they're handling it is hella suspect. It's hella rigged. And I just hate our judicial system. It's a whole bunch of shit that needs a redo. A lot of shit that needs to be rewritten and touched up on. And yeah.
I don't know too much about it. I ain't gonna lie. Disclaimer. But based off of what I know, I didn't know that Rittenhouse or the cream guy was that same dude.
The cream guy?
That same dude. He's just probably a weird old man, and I don't need to say anything about weird old men.
No, he's young. He's young as fuck.
He's young.
Is he 17?
Okay. Yeah, he's like 17. He's like 17.
And wait, wait, time out. Who is the one that? Okay, so Nick. Okay, so the young dude is the one that said. LeBron is blah 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 over the.
Oh, you talking about Nick?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you talking about Nick? Oh, Nick's the old nigga. Yeah,
Nick's the one on LeBron's head. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Nick's weird. But
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like those people. I mean, it's. I feel like some of these people and those people to me, those three people, those Republicans or whatever, because I saw some of their tweets before we got blocked by them. Nick is the only one who hasn't blocked us, but. Them, like the Hodge twins, they know that there is a level of like money making with being this right wing extremist. Candace Owens is another person too. So Jason Whitlock, I'm throwing him in that category as well. But just not even being right, not even saying what you truly feel, not even being all this stuff, but being so far in the opposition can get you paid. Stacey Dash too. You will be on Fox News. You will be getting paid to do appearances. You will be public speaking at all these different things and all these different venues and concerts and all this stuff like that. And they know that being a part of the opposition or whatever, can get you paid. And I feel like they're taking on that persona in a nasty way just to market off of it and make money. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. I feel like the criticism towards LeBron is like so weird. Cause I don't know why everyone expects every single person to care about every single social issue. Like, LeBron cares about the social issues that he cares about, and I'm sorry he didn't want to go out in public and support something that he's just not that aware of. Now, the other side can make the counter argument that he's not aware of the things he's commenting about, but at the end of the day, like, you don't have to. Not even support, but just be aware of every single thing. Like, I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on in this part of the world. Like, that's just impossible to expect that from someone just because he's this like big celebrity. But to also make it, and my biggest problem is they have this like high horse thing about it. When it comes to LeBron and how he doesn't care about China and all this shit. You don't care about China, bro. I don't know why you're literally just doing that to get at LeBron, but you don't care about what's going on over there. Cause when Donald Trump was sitting on that podium, saying that the coronavirus is the China virus, you were caping for him, if anything, or at least a majority of y'all. But now that it's LeBron, it's different. Like you guys are just saying shit just to be right, just to be in this position. You don't really mean what you say. But that's just me. That's just me, though.
I hate when people do that in the basketball community and in just life in general, man. Sometimes it gets obvious people are just arguing to argue. Again, I'm damn near 100% uninformed of the whole situation. So my podcast brother could be biased. I don't know. But if it's come down to people just arguing just to argue, that's like top three thing I hate. And just people, and I'm gonna use hate because I really dislike it. Like it just fucking blows me. It doesn't ruin my day, but it just like, yeah, I don't even want to talk to you as a person ever again in life. Because at that point, you're just ignorant. So,
let me bring up the super chat. Kyle's self defense claim is simply something black teenagers don't have the luxury to claim. Any black man should be able to speak on it, even LeBron.
Yeah, Kyle's self defense claim is that he's like some 17-year-old and he was a medic with an AR, and he felt like his life was in danger, and that gave him justification to let it go. Like, just literally shoot these people.
Nigga decided to be the Punisher, and we're giving him the benefit of the doubt is insane to me. That nigga said, I want to be the Punisher right now. I want to go somewhere with guns and shoot niggas that's doing things I consider is wrong. And that in itself, being a vigilante, trying to be Batman, trying to be Red Hood, trying to be all these niggas, that's not legal. Like, we've never looked, there's never been a person we looked at like that and was like, yeah, that nigga's doing the right thing. No, you're not. So I don't believe in that self-defense shit. No cap. There was no, why, if you're a medic, if you're there to patch niggas up, you don't need an AR for that.
Because mind you, and this is a super quick backstory that we can keep pushing. Isn't, Damo, correct me if I'm wrong, the story goes, this was during the riots, during a time when people were rioting or marching and protesting in the streets. Kyle's, the claim that he has is they were destroying businesses, small businesses in this specific area. So he came from another, like Damo said, came from out of town with a illegal firearm to protect some of the businesses getting destroyed in said town. And that's where he used his firearm on people. So that's what Damo was saying, is the vigilanteism. Because, again, you're not from this place. You brought a gun. You know what you wanted to do. And it's wild.
And these businesses weren't the ones that asked for help. These businesses didn't ask people to come there. That's another thing. Yeah. If AutoZone put a fucking distress signal out and was like, hey, anybody that can help, please help. Even though it's wild to bring an AR there, that's illegal, that's cross state borders. Even then, it's like, okay, they asked for, this was just some random motherfuckers with nothing to do that just wanted to be against other people saying, hey, we're going to go here and defend this property that no one asked us to do. And he was just like, all right, yeah, okay, bet. Frank Castle time. Like, I don't, it is what it is. Niggas can call me whatever they want to call me. I already see people say I'm misinformed, I'm uninformed.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of them in the chat.
Yeah, but I could care less, honestly. I genuinely,
hey, if you want to give us, care, you know, the correct information, we do have a Q&A at the end of the pod. Like, if there's something we dead ass were just, like, the information was wrong, please let us know.
Two platforms, Q&A and Twitter Spaces. Let's have that argument. We can.
And I will not argue with you because I have no idea what the fuck going on.
But some of these people, not even going
to say. I already know.
I was just speaking on the LeBron thing. I was really just speaking on the LeBron thing.
I already get the vibe,
In regards to the Kyle Rittenhouse case, I truly don't know much to speak on that. But I'm just talking about the hypocrisy of criticizing LeBron for the not supporting China shit. That doesn't make sense to me.
Y'all see that shit? I don't even brush my hair no more. The waves is goddamn. Calm down, bro, says he pulled up to a crowd of people with a lethal firearm. He was inspired by a Facebook hate group. He was looking for smoke. 17. And the most dangerous thing is he was 17 on Facebook. That's crazy. Listen, transition. Wordy said, Wordy said, Damo, I know why Damo's laughing. Wordy said,
why is Damo laughing? I don't,
I'm dumb. Wordy said that we have to mention the Manscaped ad right here in a head ass way. Manscaped.
We do?
Buck 20. Yeah, look, he's just trying to get it out there. It's halfway through the month. Buck 20, y'all. Listen, I ain't gonna lie. Can we say the stipulations of the contract? Is that how that works?
No, don't do it.
Oh my gosh! Listen, Buck 20. My balls ain't never been cleaner. Not cleaner. They ain't never been more shaven. That's crazy that I said cleaner. I did not mean to say cleaner. I washed my nuts, y'all. But go ahead. Is he about to show us? Oh shit! I thought he was gonna get the show. Yeah, Buck 20, 20% off. Free worldwide shipping.
Damo is struggling to have that camera. This motherfucker is high.
Yeah, that motherfucker said.
He spent dead 15 seconds.
Get your high ass on, bro. This nigga dead. Nah, that was frying me. This nigga said.
Niggas bullying me. That's tough. That's crazy.
Bullying works, nigga. You said bullying works.
I ain't getting that. It is what it is, bro.
Nah.
Taking it to the dome. Crazy.
Got it.
Hey, let's move on to some basketball. I felt like this is weird. And honestly, I feel like they just need to let this go. The probe into the NBA tampering investigations is heating up with Chicago and the Lonzo Ball situation and Miami and the Kyle Lowry thing. The only thing I have to say here is, listen, it's going to happen. Honestly, I don't even feel like the tampering really sways too much of an opinion for them to be talking about it. Like, the stuff that they end up pulling out of the investigation is bullshit. Let it go. But what are y'all's views on tampering and these investigations that they're leading in?
Like tampering isn't a part of the game. It's a part of the game, bro. The All-Star weekend is a whole last tampering event. Like, stop
it. Thank you. All right, I don't need to talk. Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. All-Star weekend is a sham to play a basketball game and tamper with everybody on the court. 100%. Tamper the entire weekend while you're in the hotel or whatever.
I don't know if we want to go back to the previous topic, but bro just super chatted this.
I mean, that's y'all.
That's Omar Adamo. I haven't actually seen the footage. Shit.
I'm not going to spend this specific part of the pod debating that. Again, Devin, you're more than welcome to come up in the Q&A. You're definitely more than welcome to get up on Twitter Spaces. Just know we're truly legitimately going to have a conversation. I want you to know that. No, because again, conversations with me and Damo, they think it's going to be some like we laughing on some pod shit.
We can truly come and have
a conversation. And we can go down that rabbit hole.
I caught the first time you talked to me and said something, and I cut you off. I already know how you're feeling, bro.
I know it's fine. Bro. I mean, hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And if you wanted to pay $5 to troll, appreciate that.
Niggas ain't trolled.
My Arby's expenses are getting out of hand. All right. I'm a meat maniac, no cap. But
a meat maniac.
If you were dead ass, there are two different avenues, and I'm open to DM all the time. So being said, yeah, I don't understand how you do stop tampering. Like, if I grew up with Anthony Edwards, I go to his house in the summers, or even in the middle of, like, a regulation exhibition game. If I'm, like, playing him and I say, yo, bro, hey, that shit was nice, bro, but I ain't gonna lie, y'all point guard ass, you know what I could do. Is that tampering? Is that, like, a form of, like, when is the line, like, where's the line? Where's the line in tampering?
There is no line.
Didn't Magic Johnson get fined for like saying Giannis is good or something like that? Like Giannis is amazing. Get $350. Nigga, what? Nah, tampering's a joke. I can't even. I ain't gonna lie. They're like that one. We could move. I tampering sucks. I ain't gonna lie.
The fact that you don't think like they have like an NBA group chat of some sort. Like the banana boat guys, like they don't have a group chat that's like,
you think Steph Curry and LeBron don't talk? Oh, nigga, what?
You see them at the same wedding? Like Kyrie and Curry are at the same wedding. You just
like, whoa, Kyrie, how'd you get here? Nigga, what? Bro, come on, man.
Yeah, there's tampering going on during the season. Like, I don't understand it. And then I know during those open runs in the offseason, like, how are you policing that, Adam Silver? How are you really policing that? I feel like sometimes, at some point, do you look at every single free agent move and then say, let's really look into it? Or are there specific ones that, like, really trigger you? I don't know. I just saw this past summer, Montrez was with, like, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Fred VanVleet or something like
Montrezl
that.
Montrezl
Haralazal was with he was with Spencer Dinwiddie and like Fred VanVleet. And I could only think to myself, damn, bro, they are tampering out here. Now they're playing 5v5, but these niggas are tampering. Like, I don't understand. I just don't get it. I don't know.
That's 4K Trez, though. Yeah.
I don't get it. And then
he cut his day also.
Listen, let's go into some prediction stuff, because I'm not going to lie, I've been waiting to do this one, and we've low-key run out of topics. We could talk about MVP George, but I think that'll roll into this topic. We were wrong in some of the early off-season stuff, And it's time to amend some of that stuff. No cap. So let's look at some of that. Cardiac has sent me the file again. Cardiac, if you could send it to me one more time so I don't have to scroll too far. But let's go back through some of the teams. What's like the biggest thing so far that y'all were wrong about this NBA season? Player or team?
What was I wrong about? I've been brag rapping a lot this season. What was I actually?
I gotta see the tapes. I forget what I said.
This nigga saying,
like that shit is like.
I was right about a lot of shit. No cap. I feel like
I'm not trolling. I was right about a lot of shit. But let me see. What was I wrong about? And then what was I like? Just like egregiously wrong about?
I mean, the Bucks are doing.
The Bucks suck right now. Wizards, the Wizards suck, bro. Give it time. I'm not doing
it. But so you were wrong,
bro. I'm not.
They're gonna be a good team. Sage, you're good.
What's a good team? What's a good team?
Sage is hating. Sage is hating.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, that's crazy. I'm hating. Okay, so when the Wizards are an 11th seed by the end of the season, what happens?
Sage,
me and Sage were right about Kuz. I will say,
y'all were right about Kuz. A million percent right about Kuz.
Y'all were right about Kuz offensively. I'll give you that. Shot wise,
I'm not going because the shit I got for Kuz and the bar that I set, if anything, I'm closer to that needle. But no, that's what I'm saying, bro. I ain't going for Kuz. You want to go on the Wizards thing? I'm going to just say I don't believe that y'all believe that these niggas are actually.
You know what's crazy? They be hopping on space. AB Soul, look at Kuzma, man. Prove
every game, every one game that he goes to. And then, 20-point game, man.
And then I look at his and then I look at his stats. I'm like, wait, what did me and Sage say? He's averaging what, like 12, 13 shots a game? I'm looking at 13 shots a game.
Well, it's like he peaks at 17 points per game. What's his points per game right now?
15.
Oh shit. What's his efficiency?
43, 38, 48.
Like, what the
fuck? Damn, bro. 38 from 3 ain't bad. What are we talking about?
I'm saying. What are y'all talking about? Y'all on dick.
That's cool efficiency. Y'all was like, he's going to win.
He's going to be a 20-point game scorer who's going to get most improved player. He's an MIP candidate right up there with MPG.
His efficiency's down.
Is he Shanghai Sharks Kuzma?
The only thing Kuz has progressed
in... Is he Shanghai Sharks Kuzma?
He could be. The only thing that he's progressed in is dead-ass rebounds and chat. I promise you. Podcast brothers, I promise you. If y'all about to be on my dick about rebounds, my nigga, you on.
You're right.
if me saying that he's not an all-star level 20-point-per-game wing lockdown guy, and you're like, all right, bro, you was right about all that. But he got them boards, though.
Ultimately, we said he would be in the most improved player conversation, and I
think he's not.
All right,
he's not.
Listen, I got
him in that conversation.
Not him.
That's the question.
John Morant,
Bridges, Hero.
Okay.
That's three. It could be five.
Pool Party.
Jordan Poole. All
right, that's four people.
He's far from it, right?
Is Jordan Poole bad? Let me stop.
Oh my god!
You just want me mad. If you say Jordan Poole, I got the rankings.
I got where we put the teams. I'm starting the Eastern Conference. A lot of y'all niggas have Bucks as the first seed, and Milwaukee right now is at 11.
Is injured.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't jump on the team record one. OD. I mean, there's some I can because
my Nets are in the first place.
You're gonna obviously sustain, but then there's some things like the Wizards being a one seed, bro. Relax. Like, okay, you want me to get through NBA history?
Gilbert Arenas or Spencer Dinwiddie? Answer the question.
I tried not to laugh at it.
Answer the question.
Gilbert Arenas. Just so you know, Gilbert Arenas.
He's never led the Wizards to a first seed.
Bro, he's not keeping the Wizards are not, like, if they make the play-in, cool. The Wizards are nowhere near a one seed team. Niggas are on dick for them to trade Bradley Beal right now. Stop the cap.
Shout out Devin.
Shout out Devin. Domo and Sage had the 76ers at third. Me and B Souls had the Miami Heat. We had the Miami Heat at third. I ain't gonna lie. B Souls did have the Celtics at four. You're completely wrong. We didn't have the Cavs. We didn't have the Cavs in the mix at all.
That's another thing that the Cavs is get them out. Get them out. Matter of time.
We also didn't have the Hornets in the playoff mix. But there are two teams.
We
I'm not saying.
They were in the
9, 10, 11.
Yeah, there's no way I put Hornets below 9. If I put Hornets below 9, I was fucking drunk.
Sage put the Hornets at 8. I think the rest of us have the Hornets. What is it at? Like 9?
Yeah, I had them at 8. Cool.
They're at 8 right now.
Well, so they're at 8 right now. So
I'm just saying. But there's some teams, notably the Cavs are in this mix. The Raptors are better than we thought they would be.
Because the fucking
They are. They play a lot better.
And that's what we're really talking about.
I'll get them that.
The Celtics are really blowing it. And some of us thought the Celtics were going to be bad. But Celtics are blowing it. The Bucks right now injured, so they're blowing it. And the Hawks are just.
I'm about to say. I don't know how long you wanted to save the fucking team, but
They're at the bottom. That's the only reason why I waited. Tank for Pablo. Whatever his name is. Pablo Honchero, 6'10" Luka.
Do y'all have y'all pick?
Yeah, I think so.
If y'all do, that is a low key a smart idea.
6'10" Luka. 6'10" Luka is crazy.
I'll say this. I'm recording a vid right now. The Hawks, man, the biggest thing that I'm concerned about for the Hawks, bro, I hope y'all ain't peaked. I'm not talking about Trey. I'm not talking about Cam. I'm not talking about the players individually. But as a team in this function of fuck a defense, we just going to get buckets and trust Trey Young to run everything. I hope y'all ain't peaked because it's looking – I mean, obviously, y'all took opportunity of your playoff run, obviously. No shit. Not taking it away from you, but it was a thing. But if it's – y'all peaked, and this is how as good as y'all are, because like Celtics being asked because Tatum's breaking shots, Blazers being asked because Dame's breaking shots. Y'all look like the Hawks and you're just losing. Like y'all dead ass look like the same team I saw in the playoffs and you're just losing games. So if y'all peaked,
that's not necessary.
No, I'm not stamping it. Don't hold me to it. But
and we also got OKC's pick. It's top 14%.
Y'all got the OKC drunk?
Yeah, we got
OKC's. I didn't even know that.
Shout out to Dennis Schroeder. But ultimately, as far as I know, and I'm guaranteeing I'm going to start watching more Hawks games specifically this week, it's the problems that I was saying last year before the season. We just have too much, and I don't think we built an offense around the too much.
Yeah, your offense isn't as good as it's supposed to be. It's
like 2021 Hawks, like the 2018 Celtics. Not that. But we just have too much. All these guys cannot flourish. There's only one ball. Because I'm not going to lie, Cam Reddish has shown it. He's strung together enough games for me to say, like, yo, you should definitely have more offensive responsibility, but there's still this juggernaut in Trae Young. And Trae Young has been so fucking inefficient this year.
He stepped up lately.
Yeah, he has. Look. I think it was the last four games before today. Mm-hmm. He had been scoring like 20-something, 26-plus. We were 0-4.
It's 0-5, actually. Yeah.
What do you mean? It was all
y'all lost the recent one.
You know what's crazy? You're saying his offense is bad, but
it's consistent with him's career.
Oh, no. Trey is an inconsistent player, but some of these games, I think he's in like the 30s. But he's an inconsistent player. I'm not going to lie. But I think that's a product of the offense. There's no way that you have this much offensive talent and you are not like offensively getting more efficient. At that point, what's going on in Atlanta?
Yeah, red flag number one for me when I look at the Hawks to analyze them. I ain't watched the game yet. I always, after I record, I watch the game, make sure I know what the fuck I was talking about. With the Hawks, I say off the dome, the first thing I noticed was they're 20th in assists and obviously 30th in points. That means Trae Young is all the fucking playmaking on the team. Rondo has like, I think the next person has averaging 2 assists and it's Trae with 9. And then on top of that, you're literally arguably the worst defense in basketball. So y'all ain't even passing the ball. You're not shooting threes. You're like 27th in three-point attempts, but like 13th in three-point percentage. So you're not even shooting enough threes to make up for such a bad defense. So
I ain't gonna lie. Y'all ain't never wanted to talk about the Hawks this much until we started being ass. Fuck you.
I mean, I literally am doing videos all Easter Cup.
Fuck y'all niggas, bro. Fuck y'all niggas.
That's tough. Kate Collins has been efficient. Whoever said that in chat, Collins has been efficient.
Kate has been showing some signs. Killian Hayes is the worst player I've ever seen in my life. I'm gonna keep saying it till I don't know. And my boy Cole Anthony going crazy down there.
Shout out Mo Bamba.
If Dom had one W on this entire podcast,
J. Cole Anthony. You saying J. Cole Anthony is not my guy?
And guess who's hurt? Didn't Jalen Suggs get hurt last night?
I think so. Wow, this is
crazy.
No, that interview he has, the Cole Anthony interview, the post game interview, that shit is hilarious.
That shit is hilarious. Facts.
I fuck with that. Facts.
I'm like, yo, this nigga, that's what I like. You know what's crazy? I'm gonna say this. Obviously, niggas was not expecting the Warriors to be this great. I wasn't expecting Denver's defense to be this great. I was expecting Jokic. I mean, Jokic is really looking like the best player in the NBA to me on any given night. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm saying that with Curry. I'm saying that with the season KD's having.
Defensive growth.
Jokic is shooting 60% from the field.
Yeah.
That's insane.
40% from like three or something.
Oh,
like
that went down at the last game. It should have 35 now, but it was. Shit.
Yeah.
Two days ago, that nigga was shooting like 40, like 75. I don't know what he is.
I don't know if I can go over Curry and KD specifically, because in terms of this season, I'm too motherfucker.
They are
useless. Like do you know
Kevin Durant's stats right now?
Oh, yeah. Kevin Durant's leading the league in scoring on the least amount of attempts among everybody up there. I've been looking at this shit. KD's going crazy. He shoots 70% from mid range. That nigga's a demon.
What can I say? Harden makes his teammates better.
And Curry shooting 13 threes a night at a 40% clip is disgusting.
Letting their nuts hang. I love it. Genuinely, I love that shit. Donovan Mitchell's taking 10 threes a game. I will never.
If KD wins MVP this year and Finals MVP again, where does that put him all time?
Yeah, I don't have
right where he is. No cap.
I ain't gonna lie. You know what's crazy?
Yeah, Not moving up.
Bring his point back up. I don't know, Cameron. You might have not been in the Twitter spaces or Twitter sphere when I made this point. I made this point not too long ago about Kevin Durant never being the best player in the NBA at any given point. There's a great debate about it. And I'm not going to lie, even with these numbers, I still might say he's not the best player in the league. I don't
easily argue that. Yeah.
It's crazy because he's never been that guy. Scipio says Harden still look decent after the rule change. It's kind of unexpected.
That's not unexpected.
Nah, y'all took the memes way too far. I was trying to tell people, like, I'm the troll here. And I was like, all right, calm down. Harden is literally seeing what he can do. He's still James Harden.
Yo, I'm looking at the numbers right now in the NBA. If I was to ask y'all to give me the top five, like, players in three-point attempts, who would y'all say?
In just attempts.
It's some nasty niggas up there. I'm mad I don't remember it because I just looked at it yesterday. I know
Curry's up there.
Curry 100% is one, mm-hmm. by far one. And then it's
Duncan Robinson.
It's like Donovan Mitchell's up there. Go ahead.
I'm looking at this shit. First of all, I'm surprised there's three niggas averaging 10 plus three point attempts a game. But for Donovan Mitchell to take 10 threes a game, shooting 32%, nigga, really then. Jordan Clarkson is fourth in NBA in three-point attempts, 9.5, shooting 24%. Nigga, reel it in.
Wait, Jordan Clarkson?
Jordan Clarkson.
For these niggas on the same team?
Bro, these niggas is taking damn near 20 threes a game between each other. One is shooting 32%, the other one shooting 24%. Nigga, reel that shit in. Listen, bro, I'm looking at this shit.
Bro, we're going to change this bitch up.
And you know what's surprising? You also look up here. This nigga Grayson Allen, no cap. 9 threes a game, 43%. Let him fly.
What the fuck?
It's amazing.
How many threes are the Jazz shooting? What the fuck?
The Jazz are shooting.
Grayson is one of the three players on the Bucks that's going.
They must be shooting the most threes in the league.
By far.
They have to be.
If they got three motherfuckers that are combining for 30 alone, just from the three of them, that's what the fuck?
No, I'm not going to lie. The Quince.
They're not?
Oh, no. The
Timberwolves and the Warriors shoot more.
Grayson Allen's not on the Jazz no more. He's on the Bucks.
He's probably on his boy.
Them shits is lovely.
Him and Bobby, the two players on the Bucks right now that I'm like, yeah, they on time, man.
But still, though, Jordan Clarkson and them, that's still a crazy ass number.
Bro, you know Damian Lillard, 9.5 3-point attempts a game. 27%. Reel it in. CJ McCollum, 8.4 at a 38% clip. Why is CJ not letting it fly? Let CJ shoot. He's hitting. Dame's not hitting. It's some disgusting niggas up here.
And Curry,
I'm not gonna lie to you. And Curry is just up there, 13 40%. Niggas is 40.
Do y'all have a a guess as to why, like, why are they just letting, because that's an abnormal amount of threes with like a low ass percentage. Why are they doing this?
It's the name of the game.
Yeah, that's what the game is, man. Take an opportunity, honestly. Like, if they feel that they open, they're going to do it. If they feel like they made a couple layups, they're going to pull up three as a heat check, 100%.
Could you imagine making two layups and saying, yeah, it's 30-footer?
Oh, imagine. Watch Jordan Clarkson do it. Watch Jordan Clarkson do it, 100%.
Niggas is shouting pool party. This nigga's dead ass shooting 8 threes a game at a 31% clip. He ain't even efficient for real from three.
It's a pool
party. And he's averaging 18. That's disgusting.
Look,
bro, if he was shooting 36% from three, Quinn. Nigga, Jordan Poole be average. He'd be the new Clay. They replaced Clay at that point.
Look, I'm fully responsible for just not giving a fuck sometimes. Jordan Poole, I just don't. I don't hear it. It's him. In training, not really, he's really. A pool party. He's a pool party. So I don't know what we're gonna do for him in terms of himness, but he can come. He can come. It's a pool party. He could come. He could come. You know what I'm saying?
He can what?
Come on, man.
It's a lot of bad shooters shooting like a lot of threes.
Omar, these court guys is just
that's crazy.
I'm not a what?
Answer the question then.
I did. I did.
You green team?
Yes.
I sort of got he said squirt.
He said, why the fuck would I? No. Right.
Hey, I don't know.
I've been hit.
Ever since
just have to
hard.
Check your body.
Ever since San moved to LA, bro, he getting that bag. Yo, Anthony Bob said something 2 seconds ago that I want to bring up because it's a really interesting. It's his Jordan Clarkson be letting everything fly. I get so frustrated watching him because his shot selection is so terrible. This wasn't like a super interesting point. What I found most interesting is that, are you admitting that you're a Jazz fan, nigga?
If you're a white Jazz fan, that's got to be racist.
No, he's black. So I don't know what he dresses in cable knit sweaters, Carlton Blake, Carlton Banks style. Hey, I'm trying to put a memory card in my shit. What are some of the Western Conference surprises? Let me say this. I mean, this has been a lot of injuries. We still do got to overreact. That does not escape anything. Niggas still
got y'all overreacting like shit to the Cavs and Wizards, not down the hill.
Hey, no one's overreacting to the Cavs. I will definitely buying a lot of stock. I'm the buying stock.
Yeah. Evan Mobley. 4-seed listen. Cavaliers.
Listen, Evan Mobley's him in training. I'm going
no!
on that. Yeah.
No.
Evan Mobley's
him
in training.
Lowering the bar. There's two him in training.
Listen. I'm saying this now. Chat. I'm trying to put y'all on game. Listen to your boy. You will go far in life. Buy stock in the Magic. Buy stock in the Rockets. Buy stock in the fucking Hawks. Because this upcoming draft, if these niggas just tank it out, I don't believe in the Pistons. Free Cade, no cap. The Pelicans are the Pelicans. Captain Fatfoot got to get it right. If he can't, there's no reason for nobody to go there. But if the Thunder tank... Definitely by stocking them. You know how we feel about Josh Giddey around here. We're not going to say that. We'll let Dre handle that in spaces. But, yeah, buy stock in some of these bad teams and definitely buy stock in the Cavs. Niggas going to get hurt. They're going to end up being a 12 seed. I'm just putting on the show. These niggas ain't going – they're not going to last too long. It's only been what?
They're going to be the games? Utah Jazz of the East. Watch.
Not even.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. There's some things – and shout out to Cam – first of all, shout out to Cam Newton. All right, we cannot forget that. Big shout out to Cam Newton. He went in there. Panthers were fucking desperate.
Oh, yeah. Now that shit was lit. I seen that shit.
Stay fucking face and sign Cam Newton back. Big shout outs to Cam Newton. But what I think, having competent players and competent coaching goes a long way. Not even superstars, megastars, all that stuff. I'm sorry for the Darius Garland, Colin Sexton fans. Having Ricky Rubio, a competent point guard, is going a long way for the Cavaliers.
I agree.
Don't know what to tell you,
Vegas. I just want to say, Dom, man, I zoned out, man. The him and training thing, you man, look, it is a sacred thing. When you're a him and you're a him and training, not everybody gets in the class. Luca's an honorable student. He's not a him yet, but Luca's an honorable student. Jokic is a him and training, but he skips. He skips class sometimes. Sometimes he's looking like a him that's not a him, but a him, and then sometimes he's a him and training. The scouting report. Evan could one day be on the scouting report. But him, he is not a he's not in training. He's not
he's
in
training
class.
Right now.
He is not in Hogwarts. Right he's not in the class. But we might We might enroll him.
Sage.
He just took the SAT.
Are you watching him? Are you watching him play right
I've
now?
I've seen some Evan. I've seen a little bit.
No, not all the way.
Hey, yo.
Watch him play, bro. I'm watching games. I'm watching Cav games.
Just like today, my friends did this shit today, bro. When Cud caught the ball, it was the nigga that bagged Patrick Surtain. If you don't know football, you don't know it. When nigga caught the ball and his ass hit the ground, it was like, did that cheek get down? Because he got it. Look at his cheek got down on the ground. You got it. Man, chill with the sus shit. But hey, man, look, Evan's cool, 100%. Evan's cool, 100%. But I don't know. He can be in the scouting report in the near future. Rookies, we always it's a ritual. We always wait unless you're built the fuck different. So we gotta chill. Gotta chill a little bit.
Chat, spam the ones if he's a him and training. Chat, spam the ones.
Chat's gonna, bro. Y'all be wilding with the him shit. No, bro. Y'all be wilding with the hims, bro. You know who's a him? You know who's a him in training? It's No. The scouting report. It's Ja Morant. Ja's on the scouting report. Anthony Edwards is on the scouting report. Who else is there? LaMelo Ball's on the scouting report. Tatum's on the scouting report.
No,
that's why. No, he was
that nigga dropped out. That nigga flunked out.
That's exactly what I said. It was like we were about to put him in class, and then he just, I don't know, something. He
Scotty Barnes is on the list, bro. Scotty Barnes is on the list.
No, Scotty Barnes. These are niggas.
He's a walk on. Scotty Barnes is a walk on.
I know. You're allowing too many people in class.
A little too early,
bro. I'm telling you, bro.
They don't watch college ball. They don't watch college ball.
It's not even about college ball, bro. Look at what he's doing in the league right now.
As I'm saying, they don't watch the young guy.
I'm telling you, Sage. The game is evolving to the point where you might have to start opening up the parameters and what him is, because there's gonna be a lot of hims out there.
I'm not though. Z-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l. I got the list right here. I pulled it up. The hims.
You gotta type that list.
I have the tier list. All right. So look. First of all, it was some players that made it. So look, I'm gonna start from the bottom for the content. The people that were on the list, and I just said, yeah, no way in hell. Russell Westbrook and Ben Simmons, never, no. Then you go to,
why are they even on there?
I don't know. Then I say this is under 9,000. I don't know why they're here. Julius Randle, Carmelo Anthony today, Kemba Walker, Pascal Siakam, Derrick Rose, under 9,000. We get to our elite Warriors. You have guys like the Jimmy Butler, Beal, D-Book, Trey Bartholomew, Cat. Cool. Elite Warriors. Probably peak around there. You get to the hims that are not hims, but hims. Got Harden, Clay, PG.
What are these parameters?
Harden, PG, Clay, Kyrie, Embiid, Dame, CP3. Now you get to the scouting report.
Damn.
Dame ain't dropped out, nigga.
He's a him. That's not a him, but it's a him. He'll never be a him.
Nigga,
but
Cole Anthony's more of a him than Dame right now. What are you talking about?
He's a him, but he's a not him. But it's like, it's Dame time, nigga. But at the same time, you ain't, you know, Big Wardell. But it's still Dame time, nigga.
Nigga, like that. So far for the Trailblazers. If you was to ask a child that went to the game, yo, which one of these guys was hitting shots for your team? And the kid said, oh, yeah, him. He's not talking about Dame. He's talking about CJ. So Dame's not him. I'm just saying.
No.
He dropped out.
And by the way, chat, before you have a sped attack, this is not a ranking. You understand? That's where y'all get fucked up. Y'all hear names and think it's a rank. It's not a ranking. It's himness. There's a difference. There's himness. Now, when we get to the him scouting report, Donovan Mitchell, Ja Morant, LaMelo Ball, Jason Tatum still makes the report, but he's looking a little shady, you know. And chat voted him in, Zion Williamson. I said, I don't know. He got to lose the weight. But
what the fuck? But
by all means, so that's the scouting report. Chat voted in Zion. I ain't going to lie.
This is going to put Brandon Ingram up there. What the fuck?
Chat put him in. The niggas that are in class.
Himology. Someone said
himology, if you will. The guys that are in class. Luka and Jokic. Easy. Jokic, he skips a little bit every now and then. Luka's an honorable student. Luka's shining teeth in me. Then the hims, of course, you got the LeBron, the KD, Giannis, Curry, and Paul Print.
There's some KD.
Bro, stop.
I need to ask you this question because this happened on Spaces after the last pod.
Talk to me.
Do you think Curry can have a bad game?
Like, what do you mean? Like, is it possible for Stephen Curry to have a bad game? Yeah, if he bricks threes. breaks threes and doesn't get I see where you're going.
Oh, if he doesn't watch basketball. If you're going the route of
this is not my route. I haven't even finished my sentence.
All right, go ahead. If he breaks threes
and he's making bad passes, because yes, while he creates for other guys still, if he's making bad decisions every time he has the ball in his hand, I can't slice it to where he's having a good game. He's having a bad game.
Let me ask you one question. What holds a human being down to earth?
What brings a him down? Can a him drop down?
Not a him. What holds a human?
Shut up with your himology shit, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Bruh. Caruso is a him. And yeah, all right, go ahead. Talk to me.
Caruso is a him? There's no fucking way. I'm sorry.
Please.
Get mad. He's allowed. Get mad.
What holds a human down to earth? Like, when you jump, what force brings you back down to earth?
Oh, brother. Oh, God.
What force brings you back down to earth?
Gravity, bro.
You do know about gravity.
Yes,
you
I know do about know about gravity. Gravity.
How
yes.
can Steph Curry have a bad game?
Because if every time he touches the ball, he is having a bad performance.
He don't watch basketball.
Yes, he has basketball. The gravity. But if the gravity is, if he's not using it correctly, if every time he touches the ball, it's a turnover, he breaks a shot, it's a bad game. If Curry went 0 of 10 with 10 turnovers, no assists, that's a bad game.
Let me tell you how I know.
And this is once I say this, you'll definitely change your mind. And I'm educating you on basketball, something you don't know about.
I clearly don't, right?
There was a game where Steph had 0 points because of how the team defended him. I mean, they threw doubles, they threw triples, everything at him.
Okay.
And Steph Curry has 0 points, and they still won the game. You know why? Because his talent demanded so much attention, so much gravity. He has so much gravity. That's
Dame can't have a bad game.
Now, Davidson, Loyal, or Miramont. Look at
Dame just, can't have a bad game.
Say just Curry. Just Curry. Just Curry. He's built different.
What the fuck?
He's built different.
Dame, wait. But they would do the same thing to Dame. I mean,
I don't get it, Sage. Just
how many Vsauce? How many people have you ever seen be double?
They literally do it to Trae Young.
Release, nigga. What are you doing? Oh, why are you going deeper in the jutsu? I don't get it.
Oh my goodness.
I want to marry Sarah J. This nigga sent us New Zealand dollars to tell us he wants to marry Sarah J.
That's nasty.
That's crazy. That's
this
crazy
nigga gave us New Zealand doubloons to say that. I fuck with you, bro.
Yeah, he did. That nigga do got the shoes on. But these niggas know how Sarah J looks. No.
Calling everything doubloons that's not US dollars. That shit is so funny.
Yeah, Dom going to hell.
That shit is so funny.
Yeah, I didn't mean Pete said that. Nah, he going to hell.
Because that's that nigga's respected currency.
I dead ass thought he was talking about the shoe. I thought he said something blues or whatever. So I was like, what shoe did you
have? I want Dom to get into fucking crypto. Bitcoin, Ethereum, the Blooms 2 and the Blooms 3.
Nasty.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. The niggas be donating sometimes, and I just be seeing like the little symbols or something. All right, them is them English doubloons. I fuck with them. Pounds, the doubloons. They might as well be doubloons, nigga. Can you imagine still calling shit pounds in 2021? What the fuck?
Hey, no. The entire country that refers to him as pounds?
That shit is so...
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Doubloons and schmeckles. Them two things.
I'm sorry. I'm being offensive. I don't care. Like,
what the hell? I know you don't. I'm honestly.
That might as well be treasure from the fucking 1600s, bro. Like, I don't.
Yo, Curry does. I honestly, and that's the other conversation Curry has the most insecure fans. Curry has the most insecure fans.
I don't know why.
Because he was hated on so hard, them niggas just went in the corner and became incels, bro.
Like, niggas was on Curry tip after he got hurt.
Don't be saying shit and then ask if he can say it. Like, bro, it's done.
Bro, I ain't done.
And then he'll repeat the word. Can I really say that word again?
I don't even do that no more.
Like, YouTube, did you hear me say it?
Out of here. First time in a long time that's happened.
No, Sage, you can't have a bad game. I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Curry can't. Okay.
I will say the casual fans come from, like, I don't know. I guess it's this bigger theory, like, of your favorite player isn't greater than X favorite player. And it's from people moving the goalposts. I don't know what it is with Curry specifically. I don't know what the goalposts are. Curry was never supposed to be. Not supposed to be in these conversations for greatest point guards, all this X, Y, and Z. Like, he wasn't that guy coming out of the draft as, you know what I'm saying? Like, the, oh my gosh, this guy is supposed to be competing for MJ or Magic or whatever. So I feel like for where Curry has come in his career, his fans should just be like ecstatic. Like, oh shit, you know, I was here early on the train, or even if I hopped on late, my guy has overexceeded whatever media expectations they put on him. But for them to be so insecure about their player to say that, like, to say you can never have a bad game is crazy.
I don't yeah, think it's insecurity. Yes. I don't think it's insecurity, to be honest, bro.
Jesus
Christ. Because I think Curry, widely regarded as an all-time great player, helped push the game to the next level. But Curry fans just take it to that next level. I'm like, bro, there's certain shit that, like, he's also, like, prone to having a bad game.
No, but it's the insecurities lie in, like, the downplaying of Draymond, Iguodala, Klay Thompson, the downplaying of Kevin Durant. Right. But then also simultaneously in another conversation, oh, Draymond's like a damn demigod. But when it comes to Steph Curry, is the only Steph Curry has been carrying G Leaguers his whole career, if you ask anybody on the Warriors, like any, like, Warriors fan or whatever, that side of Twitter spaces. He's been carrying G Leaguers. Like, Draymond is them, but 6'8", like a pedestrian that's 6'8". But with Steph Curry, oh shit.
They going crazy right now because they just lost to the Hornets. There's a room with like 180 in there.
But, what's the name of the room? Stop. So they call Sarah J.R.
I just want to go and call That's
what I'm saying. I ain't gonna lie. We might have to wrap it.
You know who's hosting the space?
Gravity.
It's the same. Yep. Gravity. It's the same motherfuckers that said Curry can't have a. Yep. Gravity.
Curry can't have a bad game.
Double D be in them spaces too. I'm like, Double D, what you doing?
Yeah, right. Because Double D has some common sense. So it's like Double D.
I ain't gonna lie. I seen the tweet, and I didn't know it was playoffs too. I wasn't understanding what you were saying when you were saying it. I didn't know the 3-point record included playoffs. But when you pointed it out, I didn't think there was anything weird about it. It's crazy that went on your head.
Oh yeah. I made a tweet because Curry passed the record last game, and I was like, what record? And they were like, he has now the most threes all time if you combine regular season and playoffs. I'm like, bro, this is literally the first time I've ever heard that criteria. And I was like, I just pointed out, I'm like, dang, I've never seen this. Congratulations to Curry though. I just see a couple Warriors fans in there. Man, this is so backhanded. Fucking Double D quote retweeted. You weird. You so weird for this, bro. I'm like, oh shit. I wasn't trying to do that, but jeez.
Nah, man. Nah, emojis go a long way. You gotta laugh everything off so they know you're playing.
LOL. You gotta say LOL.
You can't just say. Ah, yeah. You gotta do everything.
And now, mind you, let me say this too. And mind you, Steph shot 32% from the field tonight. 23% from three, and this is three turnovers. But he did not have a bad game, chat. He can't have a bad game because of all the gravity that he created.
I want to be in that space now. I want to hear what they're saying. If they deadass think Curry had a good or bad game.
Cause... Oh, they're gonna blame everything else. I see
one other person that had a bad game.
I'm looking at the pinned tweets now. They're blaming Curry and Kuminga.
Bro, we gotta go crazy. I'm in a go crazy mood.
Oh shit. Q&A time. Let's Q&A.
Q&A time.
Q&A time.
I'm hungry. I'm not mad at it.
Q&A. We can. This nigga's name is
Chad. Get on Twitter, bro. Why y'all not on Twitter at this point?
I ain't gonna lie. And we hopping straight in this little. I don't know how we're gonna do this. I need a space.
Gonna do 4 Q&As today.
That's it. 4 Q&As. Let's hop on that space. Curry slander room.
Shout out to the 501 man. Get the likes.
I don't know if I want to pop in a Curry slander.
No.
Why man Sage in these public images, man? You're tied to the hate, bro. This is a toxic environment.
He be coming up here, man. I'm the troll, but you just got you never troll on here, man. Stop.
I troll like when it matters most. Like, I'm the Avatar.
This
like,
matters.
Like, this the firebender. Like oh, I'm the firebender.
Firebender. You're the airbender, nigga, because every time we need you, you're not there.
But I go to the Avatar state. I got the Avatar state.
You need to call the nap the Avatar state. That's crazy.
Avatar state.
What up,
guys? Tatum is ass, guys. Is it wild to say maybe we can swap Ben Simmons for Tatum?
What the
overreaction?
You are.
My God.
All right, bro. All right.
Still on the scouting report, man.
Jaylen Brown, Ben Simmons. I mean, Ben Simmons team. I don't know.
Man, shout out Rusty Buckets because he's. I thought it, but he said it for way first. Dog, they play the same. Cool. Let them play the same. Tatum and Brown don't have to compliment each other, man. Just relax. Just relax. They'll be okay. They'll be okay.
No,
they don't have to compliment
Chris Bananas to answer your question. No, all right, we're gonna catch you, man. Appreciate that.
Later, guys.
Tatum is imagine Philly getting Tatum tomorrow. That's robbery.
What the fuck is Squirt Nation?
I don't know, bring him up.
I'm very nervous. Concerned.
He's up. He's up. You got 5 seconds. All right, he's up. He's up.
Yeah,
he just wanted his name to be read.
Yo,
what's going on?
What's good?
All right, look, I got a question. This one goes to you, Sage, because you got hemology. But talk to me. Ben Simmons.
No.
Is he a him in therapy session?
Him in therapy session. Oh my God. Him in rehab. I'm done.
This is about to be fucked up. All right, go ahead,
bro. Is Ben Simmons a him in therapy, nigga?
That's it? That's it? I thought you had it all set.
Yeah.
In terms of therapy, he's on the report. The reason why he's not a him is because he's not open about it. He didn't come, like, put it this way. If the Rich Paul, let's say the Rich Paul thing was true, right? It had to be him. I want a quote from Ben Simmons himself saying, call me a liar right now. I want you to call me a liar. Then he's a him. Then he's a him at that point. Because at that point, he's toxic about getting therapy, which is... There's Cayete. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, yeah. Nah, he's on the scouting report, though. He's a scouting report. Solid.
Okay.
All right, man. Appreciate the question.
You gave me a heart attack. I want to see him.
For the love of God, I got to know who asked that question. I have to know who asked that question.
Your boy, Rue.
Hey.
What up, Playboy?
We good.
All right, so I had a question for Dom. Dom, you know, you're doing it's a two question. How's the stand-up going?
I still got to go back. I did like another two open mic nights, and it was pretty cool. I didn't get a chance to record them, but it was pretty solid.
That's cool. I wanted to ask, like what comedians inspired you to take that step in doing into stand-up?
I would say, if anything, Patrice O'Neal, Kevin Hart, and really those two really got me into it. And of course, a ton of like guys in the middle, 85 South Show, Carlos Miller's hilarious, DC Young Fly's hilarious, Chico Bean's hilarious, those guys too.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Damo. Thanks, guys. You guys have a great night.
Nah, you too.
You too, man. Appreciate it.
I'm glad you brought up Kevin Hart, bro. That nigga became underrated just because niggas grew up. She was great.
If you don't know Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah. All right, first off, Brandon Ingram over Jason Tatum, obviously. First off. And second off, what does KD have to do to make it top 10 so far in his group? Well, not so far. What more does KD have to do to make it to the top 10 list?
All not time? Be a snake, nigga. He can't. He can't be all time.
You're talking about all time?
Win two rings by yourself. Damn.
You gotta beat LeBron 2 times by himself. Facts. He has to do it twice for real. You do it twice for real, you got a case.
I mean, if he does up LeBron right now,
top 10 all time.
LeBron?
Yeah. LeBron.
I'm saying LeBron. If LeBron made it.
He beat Steph and LeBron, he got it. I give it to him.
Top 10 all time.
I have him at like 12, I think, already.
Yeah, he's not far from 10.
Even yeah. even if KD wins a ring this year, he's not going to be over Curry. So
facts.
Tough scene.
Yeah, it is weird that it's like in terms of an all time thing, one ring. I mean, obviously context on what you do, but yeah, you probably ain't moving for at least two.
He ain't got no defense team, so he honestly.
Yeah, he probably got to do it twice.
He's got four. He's got four scoring champs. He's gonna have to be offensively. He needs two more dominant offensive seasons, but that means like another scoring champ, I think, too. Because you have no defensive accolades. I think everybody in that top 10 at least has some type of defensive accolades. So there's that, and then definitely the ring count thing. The ring count is probably gonna be your best bet.
I can see that.
Longevity, honestly. All
right, appreciate the question, bro.
Damn, this nigga Kevin.
All right, last Q&A,
Joe, man, Gavin.
I thought he had a third team all defense. Oh, go ahead.
What up?
First thing I want to say is shout out to y'all pod, man. I be listening to y'all when I go to work, man, when I be just in the crib chilling, be getting fried as hell, looking at Damo ass. High as hell, bro. That shit is hilarious.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, y'all doing y'all shit, man. Y'all made 10K not too long ago, man. Shout out to y'all.
You know the vibes? Oh, yeah. Hey.
Type shit. But my question is, what made you guys become basketball fans?
2010 Celtics. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna say it.
2010 Celtics?
Yeah, because I came to America in 2009. So that was my first introduction to NBA basketball.
Mine's a Shaq and Kobe. Shaq and Kobe made me fall in love with the game.
That's why you don't know much basketball.
I gotta go.
Oh, that's gotta be racist.
Jesus.
Go ahead, Dama. Go ahead, Dama.
Oh, Shaq and Kobe. They got me into it.
I meant Sage.
I gotta go. Every time somebody asks me this, I gotta go with one, the Chris Paul Kobe series, 100%. And then following that up with researching. I don't know the sequence, but then the next thing I saw on my television was the T-Mac 13 seconds thing. I was like, oh nah, this shit lit. So
yeah. The next thing?
Yeah, like I don't know if it was like a mom. I don't know. I was walking downstairs. Dad was making cereal and shit. I said, "What the fuck? Who's this dude?" He's just getting buckets. Oh. So, yeah.
I was like, "You went 7 years in reverse."
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I just seen it.
Oh, super casual for me. Zach Randolph on the Portland Trail Blazers, and then my brother and my cousin the Lakers and Kings, Sacramento Kings. Feud or whatever, they were going so hard about it, and I started like basketball even more. Magic Johnson and LeBron James. I think that's a good reason to get into basketball. LeBron James is a fucking menace.
All right, man.
Now your appreciate question about Gilbert Arenas earlier, Omar, that was nasty.
Or Spencer Dinwiddie,
bro.
That's nasty, bro.
Answer the question.
Gilbert Arenas, easy. I don't even know why you asked that.
Get him out of here.
You're a casual dude.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Yo, G, you want to say goodbye to the people?
Hey, man. Shout out to the people, man. Fuck Omar. Let's keep it a buck. Let's keep it a bean, man. Shout out to y'all.
I put a joint
spaces. Keep being toxic, y'all.
Love it. Stay trying this motherfucker. Spam Omar casual chat. Yeah.
Listen, tonight is gonna be a zoo,
crazy.
Nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
A zoovie.
Matter of fact,
hey, Omar gonna see through it again.
Facts.
You know the vibes.
You know the vibes.
Hey, say goodbye to the people, man. Say goodbye to the people.
Man, I'm going to fuck with y'all niggas later, man. Take care and stay blessed. Not on spaces.
Biso, say goodbye to the people.
Peace out, y'all.
Damo, say goodbye to the people.
We about to go crazy tonight. Get your screen records ready.
Hey, you know I'm Biso. Check y'all in spaces. Tune in for the next episode. Until then, peace out.
Yes, sir, chat. Good shit.